All right, well, as a Syracuse alum, I can say I'm a little bit surprised to see SU get into the NCAA tournament, but nonetheless, very happy to do so. And joining us now, the play-by-play voice of the Orange, Matt Park. Matt, how are you this afternoon?
A lot better than I thought I'd be.
I know. So how surprised are you they got in?
At least mildly. You know, I wouldn't have been stunned either way, but, you know, as Davidson won today and Providence won yesterday and some of those other things, I started to be less optimistic. I think as the way they unveiled the field, which I didn't exactly prefer, but who cares, the way that went through when Notre Dame wasn't in, Coach Boeheim said he took that as a positive, that there was more room for Syracuse. I sort of took it as, if Notre Dame's not in, maybe Syracuse is not in. But happy to be wrong about that, and it was quite an explosion of the guys in the team room, and away we go.
Are you equally as surprised about Syracuse's opponent, Arizona State? I mean, to me, that was the one that really jumped out to me as the shocker of the tournament getting in.
That they got in. I mean, it's hard to be too shocked about a team that was in the top five, but I know that, you know, they didn't finish the season that they would at the way they would have liked. I haven't started my homework on them yet, but obviously they were a bubble team, and I think that was one of the ones that when I saw them pop up, I started to think, and same with Oklahoma, well, you know, these might be taking the spots that the Syracuses of the world were looking for. So haven't been able to put in the time yet to dive through just what the deciding factor was on all of this and who exactly got snubbed. You know, obviously Louisville and Notre Dame from our league are upset at this point, but you know, at this point, you take it the way it is. You win some and you lose some, I think, over time. And, you know, this is a Syracuse program that certainly is capable of winning games against good teams. They've shown that. And, you know, now gets a kind of a new lease with this opportunity to Dayton to sort of earn their spot in the tournament proper.
We're chatting with the play-by-play voice of the Syracuse Orange, Matt Park. And, Matt, just before we let you go, we watched this team all season long. It's Tyus Battle and Frank Howard and O'Shea Brissett and that type of group, that three-headed monster that they have. How far can this team go when it's at its best? How good are they when they're at their best?
Well, when they're at their best, you know, they hung right there with North Carolina. They lost close at Virginia. You know, those are 1 and 2 seed teams. I think they lost something like 6 games against the, you know, top 1 or 2 seeds in the tournament. So while they have 13 losses at this point, if the schedule was any easier, I think you'd, you know, their record would look a lot better and you might be a little more impressed. They have their limitations, but I think this team's certainly capable of making the Sweet 16. The problem is the way things unfold right now. I mean, you get Arizona State. I think they could line up fine against TCU. After that, if I'm not mistaken, you'd be playing Michigan State in Detroit, which is no picnic.
Matt Park has been our guest, Syracuse basketball play-by-play. Enjoy the tournament. You get to go call some national tournament games.
Yep, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.